You're recording?
A lot of that out there. We have a TV series.
20 minutes before, 25 minutes before our first call. So let's knock these out. Next up is 2218. Tracy, would you read the summary, please?
Yes, case 2218, the complaint is Jeff and Tara Postal. The respondent is Bonnie Hanna-Papadilla. August 24, 2021, Quincy Asia Nakio Miyashitu was presented to respond to the NRCO Romney and abdominal discomfort for approximately 1 week. Diagnostics were performed and a soft tissue capacity was noted in the follow-up labs. An esophagram did not reveal an obvious obstruction. Radiology consult was recommended. Complaint confirmed. Response strongly recommended the doctor the following morning for a hearing study. The next day, complaint was contacted, required special staff to check on the dog and recommended the burial study. Complaint stated that the dog had been approved and they would not be bringing that dog in for further testing. August 26, 2021, the dog returned to respondent for anorexia, increased thirst and strain to dog cage. Diagnostics were repeated. Radiologist reviewed severe right-sided pleural effusion with a persistent soft tissue capacity and column thorax. The dog was transferred to an emergency facility due to the dog's drug abuse process. Later that day, the dog was presented to an emergency facility. The dog was diagnosed with a severe foreign body and fluid in the chest due to leakage from a perforated esophagus. An endoscopy was performed and the foreign body was removed. And the committee concluded that no violation of the American Anesthetic Category. It was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue of no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, we have no response, no complaint, nobody monitoring, and Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you. So going through and looking at everything, I agree with the committee on dismissal. It looks like recommendations were made, things were declined. I mean, the veteran did as much as they could and tried to help the patient, but certain things just are difficult. So based on this, I see no violation. I make a motion to dismiss this with no violation.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 2218. Is there any further discussion? I just had written in my notes here that as Dr. Wright said, refused further diagnostics and treatment. Repeated again, 2 days later, refused diagnostics and treatment. And ultimately, I mean, they waited 7 days before they even started looking for help in the first place. So I don't know how you can blame that on somebody else. All right, motion on the floor is to dismiss. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. 2218 is dismissed. Next up, 2221. Tracy, would you read the summary, please?
Yes, case 2221, complaint of Richard and Julie Brooks, respondent is Nakio. August 20, 2021, the adolescent 6-year-old female English Jackson was presented to respondent Francis for a drop to check the value of her thyroid. Technical staff obtained vitals on the dog, collected a blood sample, and brought the dog back to complaints. According to complaints, the dog seemed overly anxious and asked respondent if the dog needed medication to alleviate the symptoms. Respondent advised that she would speak to the primary care of the hearing, Dr. Lethalio, and have him contact them. Complaints left. Upon arriving home, the dog collapsed when trying to exit the vehicle and could not rise. The dog was hosed off with cool water and presented to an emergency facility. The dog was hyperthermic and acute stroke was the initial diagnosis. The dog was hospitalized and improved with supportive care. However, the next day, the dog became tachycardic, had VPCs, and was unable to rise. Complaints conducted to humanely euthanize the dog. The committee concluded that no violations of the veterinary practice had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
We have No respondent, no complainant. Mr. Storm Monitor?
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yes. So again, going through and reading this, it's a sad case based on this, but it's a very difficult one to say what exactly happened and what went wrong. This dog had a temperature, yes, but the dog wasn't sick. It was a temperature likely based on excitement, stress, and all that. And sometimes the best thing you can do is get those patients back out of the clinic so they can calm down. So typically this temperature would have dropped pretty fast when you get back with the client back out of the car. It's hard to say what happened at the car at that point. That's the middle of August. It's hot out already. This dog, like I said, did it go tachycardic, or did it continue to be hypothermic in the car afterwards and cause problems there? Or was it because of a miss of something at the hospital? It's very hard to say, but I can't fault the doctor alone for what happened here. So I'm going to make a motion to agree with the committee and dismiss this with no violation.
Second.
And we have a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have a question about veterinarians on the work. Would that kind of temperature normally trigger an exam?
It depends on what the client wants. We can't do anything without the client's consent. So it's hard. It raises concern. Sometimes it's, well, they'll cool down real fast once they get out of here. Because, I mean, sometimes just being in the hospital is worse than being out of the hospital. So it's definitely a high temperature, but it can be seen with stress for sure.
Yeah, and that dog did have repeated high temperatures coming into the clinic for routine care. Mm-hmm. Not quite at the 104, yeah. But and then given a hot day on top of it.
Yeah, I think it's the 104 that bothers me a little bit. That's pretty high, mm-hmm. to ignore. I would like to have seen them take the dog's temperature before they released it. Mm-hmm. And one option might have been a little bit of observation, see what happened. That's hindsight in the case. But 104, that's pretty high. 103.5 excitement. 104, I think, is a little high to ignore. Not that it made that big a difference, but.
Yeah, that's the hard part because, I mean, the dog was just coming for a blood draw, so right. Like, okay, we're here for a whole few minutes, exactly. Basically. And is it better to now hospitalize an IV or just get home and relax?
I would like to see what's talking about 10 before he
has. I would agree with that, but I didn't even know that the doctor was really involved.
Exactly.
So, like, this was a.
Exactly.
It wasn't an exam, she just happened to see him in the hallway.
Yeah.
I don't even know that the doctor even knew that had happened.
No, unless you're overly sick, high temperature isn't going to show. It's not a visual thing a lot of times. It's a difficult one, but it's an unfortunate one more than any kind of violation, in my opinion.
All right, motion on the floor is to dismiss. And we do have a second, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
That motion passes. 2221 is dismissed. Next up is 2219. Tracy, would you read us the summary, please?
Yes, case 2219. The complainant is Chris Cowell. The respondent is Cal Hunter of Yuri, DDM. On August 30th, 2021, Bank Street, and now I have Judge Nelson Fulham, the two of the doctors who are emergent for the travels. Elongated soft palate evaluation and critical grip nerve surgery. The surgery was performed, the inverted laryngeal samples were removed, and the dog was neutered. The soft palate was normal. Respondent recommend the dog stay overnight for monitoring. For the following morning, the dog began to panic, therefore, overnight technical staff placed the dog in oxygen and contacted the respondent. Respondent directed the staff to administer the dog sedative. And so the video of the dog. No respiratory stress or starter was noted. A short time later, the dog acutely collapsed and stopped breathing. Staff immediately started CPR and responded on the ground on his way to the crisis. And upon respondent's arrival, he noted the less fluid coming from the endotracheal tube consists of severe aspiration, not laryngeal swelling, as he had initially suspected. Respondent contacted the complainant to advise him of what he transpired. After approving attempts to resuscitate the dog, no success for the med office CPR deceased. And the committee concluded that no violation of the veterinary practice act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
No respondent. Mr. Stoll, monitoring?
Yes, sir.
No complainant. And Dr. James, you are the lead on this one.
So really, in this case, my only concern was whether the complainant was aware that a doctor did not stay on duty overnight. I think it was clear that technicians stayed on duty overnight, but they had to call a doctor in the middle of the night when things started going south. And I don't know if it was real clear that that was made to the owner, but that isn't really part of the complaint either. So it just kind of started, as I was reviewing this, I was just kind of like, well, that could change things, because while I feel like in this case, the doctor did everything they could, came in immediately, was asking for a video, was following the case, was on the phone the whole time, like, they weren't there. And ultimately, what they ended up seeing when they got there isn't what they thought they would have seen. So it's like, had they have been there, would they have seen it sooner? Would they have, you know, like, and that's where not having a doctor on premise causes these things, you know, situations like this. In this case, it's not his fault. He did what he could do. He wasn't supposed to be there overnight. But I just don't know how clear that was. And maybe it's not important. But that was really my only real concern in this case. And since it really wasn't part of the initial complaint, I guess I would be supportive of making a motion to support the IC findings of no violations in the case of 2219.
Second. Motion of four and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I have a quick question. Dr. James, would a referral to a 24-hour emergency hospital with a veterinarian available, would that possibly have made a difference in this case? It's hard to tell.
Potentially. I mean, they wanted this dog monitored overnight, so they recommended it stay. And it sounds like they have trained staff overnight, but the doctor's not there overnight. And most emergency clinics, to my knowledge, don't do that. If you have trained staff there overnight, you have a doctor overnight. So this was a little bit different for me, just in the way it was set up.
Clinics that will take intake overnight, you definitely have a doctor around, but sometimes you have to just kind of monitor overnight, like, hey, you should stay in there or something, you're going to check a few times, but I know that it does happen. But yeah, that's what you do.
Well, I think it's certainly if this dog had had some problems post procedure, it might have been more harder, but it didn't.
Yeah, this is an aspiration. Whatever.
Thank you.
For all practical purposes, probably most French Bulldogs are bred to die that way. They're bred to choke to death, aspirate, and die.
It's a different breed.
It's a genetic defect. So, I mean, it's inhumane that people reproduce those kind of animals when you could test.
I'll second that.
It would be easy to test. Yeah. I mean, we didn't used to have that. Now we have genomic testing would be very easy to see what's in there. So the only thing I was going to add to this was, this is a very similar to another case I recall. This is a French bulldog. The other case was a bulldog. Everything else is pretty damn similar. Dog died, but we're doing two different things. That case versus this case.
I don't remember the details of the other case.
There's no people walking in here with three matching t-shirts and crying.
No, but I think going back and looking at, I would have, like, because I don't know why I would have said on the other case that there would have been a violation. There was something that made me say that, and it wasn't the t-shirt. I just don't remember.
And I'm being facetious. I know it wasn't. So, anyway, That struck me as I was reading this. And I saw the similarities. It is a different breed, but both are breeds that are so inbred and genetically deformed that they have the same issues. So, all right, motion on the, any other discussion? Relevant, not like mine.
We always enjoy what you say.
Not everybody.
I do.
All right, motion on four is to dismiss 2219. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes and 2219 is dismissed. Next up is every time. Yeah, if you want to. The 2227, Tracy, can you give us the summary, please?
Yes. Case 2227. The complainant is Cynthia Levine, and the respondent is Jessica Day, DVM. Sammy, a 7-year-old male Pomeranian, was presented to respondent for care and management of a colostomy trailer. The dog was taking hydrocodone, cough, and increased respiratory effort. On July 28, 2021, complainant requested a sedative for the dog for travel. Respondent prescribed trazodone. On August 20th, 2021, while complainant was on the plane with the dog passed away. Complainant believes respondent should not have prescribed trazodone, which led to the death of the dog. And the committee concluded that no violations of the veterinary practice act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
All right, we have no respondent, nobody monitoring, no complainant. And Dr. Byrne, you are the lead.
Yeah, so after reviewing the case, unfortunately, the dog passed away on a plane. The dog did have some underlying conditions, and it had some underlying anatomic abnormalities that predisposed him for a respiratory event under stress. The investigative committee had made notations that all the dosages and whatnot for medications was correct and accurate, and without a definitive cause of death, I believe actually the practice owner of the respondent veterinarian offered to pay for a necropsy on the other, when the dog arrived at its destination, and that was declined. So I guess without a definitive cause of death, I would agree with the investigative committee and make a motion to dismiss.
Second.
A motion on four and a second to dismiss 2227. Is there any further discussion?
One quick point, Mr. Chairman. The committee noted that the trazodone likely didn't have enough time to have taken effect in order to have caused the interaction of the two medications. So, with that, I support.
Well, I mean, it was probably appropriate therapy, probably appropriate medication, even with the hydrocodone. She got it. They received the sedative on the 28th, but didn't travel till on the 28th of July. Didn't travel till August 20th. I think that's a little curious. I think it could have been a case where the dog could have died on the plane, and the complaint could have been, maybe you didn't give me any trazodone.
Yeah.
So.
And even in the storyline, the dog was already anxious prior to getting on a plane. So it's kind of like, you know, that's a tough decision at that point. Your dog's already having significant problems, and you still get on a plane.
Yeah, even if it's a reaction to the drug, that doesn't mean it's a violation. We all react to drugs.
But it actually says that during the boarding process, she noticed a problem. It's like, I would get off the plane at that point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, we still, when you're in the air, you don't have any options. But if you were still on the ground, she knows the problems, she's still alive. That's hard. So.
And we should make a note of public record that the respondent responded, reimbursed her for all her expenses for a year.
It was too much.
I mean, that is, yeah, overcompensating.
Overcompensating.
Way overcompensating.
No matter how many times you say, I'm doing this just for you, not because we did anything wrong, the more you do that, the more you give and give and give, you're just basically putting it out there, I'm trying to cover something. So I think that was, not that it matters, but I think it's way too much.
No good deed will go unpunished.
That's right.
And it causes people to do that again in the future because they get something out of it, they're trying to be more creative.
Exactly.
All right, motion on the floor is to dismiss. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. 2027 is dismissed. And we are just about at the time for our first informal. Take a couple minutes to get set up. First, we have to get our attention.
Okay.